now to television. If you love The Good Wife, then you will find many of the characters you loved most in a new spin-off series, The Good Fight, debuting tonight. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it's a compelling look at a powerful middle-aged woman forced to start over after a high-profile setback, just like a certain presidential candidate.
It's a year after the events in the finale of The Good Wife, and high-powered attorney Diane Lockhart has prospered so much that she has an announcement for her partners in the Tony law firm she founded.
I'm resigning.
To go where?
Nowhere. I'm retiring.
Oh my God.
When? 2 weeks.
But then, a news report about the investment fund where her money is parked dashes Lockhart's hopes of buying a retirement villa in the south of France.
Earlier today, the FBI shuttered the invitation-only investment fund, calling it a multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme.
This produces a predictable response from Lockhart, who's on the phone with her accountant.
Glenn, what about my retirement money?
Viewers watching The Good Fight on CBS's streaming service All Access will hear that F-word unbleeped, along with a few others. The series debuts tonight on CBS's broadcast network and the streaming platform, but future episodes will only stream online, where language standards are a bit looser. Just as The Good Wife featured a cheated-on political wife, Alicia Florrick, getting her groove back, The Good Fight centers on Diane Lockhart, a smart, professional woman struggling to recover from a humiliatingly public setback. Played by Christine Baranski, Lockhart's forced out of her firm and losing it while talking to her only friend, the husband she's about to divorce.
This is my life. It's gone. I'm losing my apartment. I'm unemployable. How is that possible? How is my life suddenly so meaningless?
It isn't.
What works here is that so much of this series looks and feels like an edgier version of The Good Wife. The same topical legal plots, the same dashes of absurd humor, and Good Wife characters like Alicia Florrick's former law partner, Luca Quinn, who now works for an African-American-run law firm that eventually hires Lockhart. But it's an odd note that Lockhart's rock bottom is joining an all-black law firm, even if that firm has somebody cool as Delroy Lindo making the job offer.
You broke, Diane. You're looking for a place to land. Yeah, nobody wants you because of this Rendell scandal.
I'm tired, Adrian. I want to go home.
You know, we're in the midst of expanding. You could be a diversity hire.
The first two episodes are still largely focused on white characters, like Game of Thrones star Rose Leslie. She rolls out a note-perfect American accent to play Lockhart's goddaughter and mentee, who also happens to be the child of the guy who lost all her money. Originally, the first scene in the first episode featured Lockhart watching the inauguration of Hillary Clinton, satisfied that the ultimate glass ceiling had been broken. But instead, producers had to change it because of this.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Still, the rewritten version, with a slack-jawed Lockhart snapping off a TV showing Trump's inauguration, makes even more sense. It shows that Lockhart's fight is just beginning. As a middle-aged woman reclaiming her life working at a black-run law firm that handles civil rights and police brutality cases in Trump's America. I can't wait to see how her good fight turns out, even if I have to watch it online. I'm Eric Deggans.